Are the two becoming one? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter.
Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Tuesday, this is Lock and Load with a very, very busy voice. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone. But it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. So, with this, you can plan everything you got going on any particular day. But what Civil Dispatch does, which separates them from the rest of the herd, unbidden, based upon your locale, it's going to let you know about the things you cannot imagine that there is no way to plan for. The polar vortex rolling in, a blizzard, flash flood, tornado, terrorist attack, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Right now, somewhere in Las Vegas, there's a bunch of hangovers. Because this is day two of SHOT Show. And they're still asleep, though, because it's 5 a.m. In Vegas. In Vegas, it is 5 a.m. So, and when they do wake up, they will be hungover. I wish I were there just to watch it. Utah. The voters there in a referendum have passed a resolution to not recognize gay marriage within their state. Sort of like when California also overwhelmingly passed a similar resolution. Those on the losing side of the issue sued to have the will of the people overturned. And understand this, okay, this is not about any one particular issue, let alone gay marriage. This is about the process by which they're going to do make sure they get what they want. Unlike California, in Utah, the governor was not complicit in undermining his own constituency's voice, and he decided to fight the suit. Now, initially, an activist judge named Richard Shelby ruled that gay marriages must be performed in Utah. And they began to go forward. Until the Supreme Court finally stepped in to place a stay on the ruling until the appeal of Utah was heard. And this is where the federal government steps in. This is where Attorney General Eric Holder and the Obama administration decided to get involved. Holder released a statement and an accompanying video saying the federal government will recognize these marriages even if their state does not. He states something that happened in the Supreme Court that he calls a landmark ruling, which were historic steps of equality for all Americans. While other matters are dealt with in court, the federal government will recognize a right regardless of what the state says. people should not have to deal with uncertainty as litigation unfolds. So, Eric Holder reveals his hypocrisy. Let me get it straight here, just so I know, just so we understand, and we can all get on the same page. And this we'll get to the gun rights part of it in just a second. You'll see how this folds into it. You swoop in like a man of action when it deals with gay marriage or one of your pet issues. And you do this where marriage itself is not a right held anywhere in our basis of government, and which should not have any government involvement to begin with. Yet, when it comes to an actual enumerated right on which our nation was founded, you are not only silent, but wantonly you attack it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, folks. Correct me if I'm wrong. Heller versus D.C. was a landmark ruling, as was McDonald versus Chicago. Yet, there was no federal push to negate the SAFE Act or the Connecticut push for pointless gun control, or in California, or in Maryland, or in New Jersey. Despite these two landmark rulings, apparently they're not fun for Eric Holder. As everything unfolded last year, there was no federal oversight ensuring equality of all Americans when legislation for the SAFE Act gives rights to police officers, both active and retired, that are denied to regular folks. And by the way, did you see the retired police officer that shot the guy for texting in a Miami movie theater? He gets scared. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, he's one of the only ones. Where was the Justice Department move to implement the letter and spirit of the ruling in the District of Columbia, where the law-abiding are dissuaded and disenfranchised at every possible turn by the city when they try to exercise their Second Amendment rights? And in fact, they have to re-register their guns. They're already registered, and now they have to re-register them. And if they don't re-register them, guess what? Their previous registration will be nullified, and they will be criminals. Speaking of D.C., where's the federal government recognizing all permits to carry a firearm within Washington, D.C.? Or for the recognition of the right to carry on federal lands, regardless of what state said land resides in? Although you can now carry it anywhere where the Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for it. In your tent, on your person, it doesn't matter. And lastly, he mentions coordination across the federal government. Has the Department of Justice spearheaded anything that eases the burden on law-abiding gun owners? No. The fact of the matter is, in between executive actions and failed gun control measures and propagation of talk on gun bans, the federal government has ignored both the letter and spirit of recent Supreme Court rulings in order to oppress those that covet their right to keep and bear arms. Now, if you want to talk about coordination, let's talk about Fast and Furious, where they coordinated the effort to run guns to the Mexican drug cartels. That's what they've done in order to help them murder innocent people and U.S. Border Patrol agents. That was the end result of that. That's where they've been prolific with guns. So, item number one, Holder is a disgrace and a hypocrite. If the federal government is so gung-ho on undermining states' rights, they can start with the New York SAFE Act. Let's see a little bit of consistency here. The federal government is so revved up to keep the spirit of Heller and the McDonald cases, they can go ahead and get rid of the Title II regulations, because the spirit of the ruling dictates that the right to keep and bear arms is limited only to what those arms the military have for common use. Folks, you all deserve full select fire weapons right now. Right now. Any of the ones you may want. Any of the ones that we field in the field of combat. Man portable, you are entitled to them. And if he's so, so concerned with dealing with uncertainty as litigation unfolds, then the Justice Department needs to chat up the executive and tell him to pass some orders ensuring that no American's property can be stolen from them by the states, regardless of what new legislation is passed. New York, Connecticut, Maryland. If he wants to do some coordinating across the federal government, he can start with the ATF and have them drop the F. After all, if a right shall not be infringed, what does the ATF deal with firearms at all? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This past Wednesday, I guess this was at their site, the Mother Jones magazine is so far left. If you were in a baseball stadium looking out at left field, they would be way out there beyond the parking lot. That's how far left they are. They've been doing an investigation
quote-unquote, into gun sales arranged on Reddit, which is a very big, huge social news and entertainment website. And they sort of appear not to approve of this. Since 2011, part of the this online forum has sort of grown into an active marketplace for semi-automatic rifles, standard magazines, and other powerful firearms. According to an investigation by Mother Jones, now I changed their terminology there. According to them, it's assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. In the last 6 months, there have been more than 1,000 listings posted by more than 400 Redditors on the Guns for Sale subreddit, one of thousands of niche communities on the sprawling discussion site. It's even worse than that for them, though. It seems that Reddit has at least tacitly endorsed guns, including the scary, quote-unquote, assault weapons. Not only have they allowed Reddit to survive, or the gun market to survive, it has literally put its stamp on it. Can you imagine the outrage? Gun purchases brokered through the site have included nearly 100 AR-15s engraved with Reddit's alien logo, which was used on the assault rifles with the explicit permission from the company, which is owned by media giant Condé Nast, according to correspondence intercepted by Mother Jones. Now, let me explain to you how those purchases would occur. If somebody on Reddit goes out there and says, I got a gun for sale, and he lives in a locale that somebody else that wants to buy it lives within, yes, they could meet face-to-face and they could do a transaction, and that's perfectly legal. Anything else, if it's not within driving distance, then they're going to have to do an FFL transfer. Yes, they are. They're going to have to get an FFL dealer to ship it to an FFL dealer near where the purchaser will be. And then when the guy goes to pick it up, he will have to fill out a Form 4473, hence fulfilling the background check requirement. Now, the anti-gun left seems to think that their own social media, which is a notion not entirely without merit, they seem to think that they own social media. So it galls them to see this resource effectively used by gun owners and rights advocates. And it particularly irks them to see social media facilitating gun sales. That's happening on Facebook, too. And what we're supposed to fear here, of course, is the possibility of guns being sold without a background check. That's the problem. You're not allowed to own private property, you minions. Now, Reddit, and rightfully so, they have no idea what's going on in these transactions. They are a forum. The company does not track commercial transactions between its users. Enforcing gun law is not their job. So it's a little bit difficult to see why anyone would expect them to track such transactions. So the bottom line here is that gun law is exactly the same on Reddit and the internet in general as in the real world. And how is it in the real world? Here it is in the real world. Today, if you own a gun and you know somebody close to you that wants to buy it, you can meet face to face with them and sell it to them for whatever price you choose to set to it. You are not responsible for doing a background check. It does not have to go through an FFL. This is your private property. Now, whenever I do it, I simply ask, hey, have you got a concealed carry permit? If they have one, then I know. If they don't, I don't sell it. But that's a personal choice I make. But it's not required by any stretch of the imagination. In the real world, there is no internet gun sale loophole. Guns sold online are subject to the same state, federal, and local law imposed on every other gun sale in the same jurisdiction. The fact that they originate with a picture on the magic laptop has no bearing on it. as far as the way they're regulated. The Internet's only role is to put the potential buyer with the potential seller. That's what it is. It's a go-between. Even that, efficient communication between buyers and sellers, is unacceptable to the gun prohibitionist lobby. They don't like that. Violating the Second Amendment is not enough for them. They want to control how you talk about gun sales as well. Whenever you hear this, and you're going to continue to hear this, because they're going to continue to push for expanded background checks. Remember this, internet sales have a background check. Guns are not shipped, and you know this. I mean, anybody that's ever done a transaction on the internet knows this. If you're buying a gun, you can buy anything else that goes with a gun, magazines, ammunition, tactical nylon, whatever you want. That'll be delivered to your door. But the gun goes to an FFL dealer, and it goes through a different channel of shipping altogether. And they know this at Mother Jones. They know this at the other places. They know this within the federal government. And yet they want to keep pushing expanded background checks because nearly 40% of them are sold without a background check. Well, that's not entirely true. Now, is it? No, it isn't. It's not true at all, in fact. So whenever you hear that, one of your talking points, if you want to go forward with this and if you want to make a really effective argument, ask somebody how that works. Ask them if they know how an internet sale goes with a gun. Because they probably don't, because they're all parrots. Well, of course, internet sales, you know, they're done without a background check. There's a loophole there. I don't know if facts will sway them in that belief. But it's worth a shot now, isn't it? Because we would like to have a constructive dialogue. But this year, my constructive dialogue is only going to go as far as telling the facts. That's as far as it needs to go. And as far as giving up anything anymore, I don't think I'm of a mind to do that. I'm ready to start pushing back. Just like Eric Holder should be doing right now. Eric Holder should be getting on. Can you imagine what would happen if Eric Holder made a video saying, you know, in light of the fact that I've taken a second look at the recent rulings from Heller and McDonald coming out of the Supreme Court, I've decided that all of the unconstitutional gun control in the states of New York, Illinois, California, Maryland, Connecticut, EIEIO, are now struck down. The federal government will come and spring you from jail if your states try to imprison you by exercising unconstitutional local law. Do not fear. The federal government is here to save you. I am the man. There'd be a lot of strokes going on in the Obama administration. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublic.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I see Michael there. He's been absent for a long time. Where you been, Michael? There's an outfit called the Media Research Center. This is, you may have seen their chief cook and bottle washer, Brent Bozell. He does a lot of appearances on Sean Hannity's show. And they intercepted. January 9th episode of the Diane Rehm Show on NPR, titled "Where Gun Control Efforts Stand Today." And the guy that dissected it, his name is Tim Graham. I've talked to him a couple of times. He pointed out that their diversity of opinion appears not to be a priority on these kinds of programs. Now, a little history lesson for you, if you will. A while back, there was a little experiment out there in the radio lands called Air America. This was the commercial liberal radio network. One of the reasons they were never very successful, as a matter of fact, they went bankrupt within a year, was NPR. Because NPR is a network with liberal hosts and liberal guests and liberal callers. So, and they exist on the government dole and on your donations. So that's one reason that Air America went bye-bye. This perfect storm of non-diverse opinion showed up on the Diane Rehm Show, where they discussed the push for more gun control. There were no guests from the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. There was just one cat there named Richard Feldman, who wrote a book about his confessions of a gun lobbyist. Calling this guy a moderate means he's moderately anti-gun, and that's about as far as it goes. Now, this lineup that they had this particular day featured Representative Gabrielle Giffords, husband Mark Kelly, Ladd Everett, Communications Director for the Rabidly Anti-Gun, Pro-Government Monopoly on Force, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. And a guy named Ravi Somaya, who blames gun control collaborator Dick Metcalf's recent employment problems on the gun industry, power, and wealth. And Mr. Feldman was about as pro-gun as they wanted to. That's as far as they wanted to go with him. Now, when they were taking calls from listeners, Bill in Virginia mildly chastised Rehm's failure to note that Mark Kelly is a retired Navy veteran and astronaut, and therefore a good, brave man, according to Bill. The relevance is not immediately made clear in that phone call. Do retired sailors or, you know, slash astronauts possess some special insight into firearms and the constitutionally guaranteed fundamental human right of you, the individual, to keep and bear them? That just regular lifelong civilians do not. Let me answer that question for you. No, they don't. I say this to you as a proud military veteran. I'm very proud to have served my country. I wish I could do it again. Coming out of the military against somebody who has never held a gun, yes, there, I had an edge. Against somebody that is trained as a civilian without the dogma and the ingrained institutional technique that, you know, to change something in the military takes years. I could go to them and write, first it would be called a technical manual, and I'd say, let's change the technique of the way you shoulder the M16. Let's go squared up shoulders with your hand way out there on the handguard, coming over the top like Chris Gassa does it, and this will mechanically enable me to, when I sweep towards a target, stop it instead of going past it. And then I would have to submit that technical manual to the Department of Defense or the Department of Army, where they would review it for a long time. And then finally it would come down, 2 years later. And by that time the technique has continued to evolve. So what finally comes down, that begins to be part of the syllabus within the military training, is out of date by the time it actually makes it there. So does being military make you, just like does being a police officer make you some sort of superhuman gun handling kind of dude or girl? No, it doesn't. Now, Bill, in his phone call, Bill in Virginia, not this Bill, he wasn't done. He also felt compelled to claim that NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre avoided, via college deferments, conscription into the military throughout the mid to late 60s. But here he is, the icon of gun rights and all this stuff. And again, you know, this relevance is still unclear. It's very muddled. Is furthering your education less noble than marching off to an avoidable war that brought nothing but misery to the U.S., not to mention Vietnam, somehow disqualifying participation in the gun rights, gun control debate? Never mentioned, of course, was the irony of NPR listeners, in many cases, who are the ideological descendants of the very people who screamed baby killer at returning Vietnam veterans, Now they cast aspersions on the draft dodging. Lad Everett, of course, had to weigh in on this. He noted certain rumors, presumably along the line of these allegations, and admits a lack of any hard evidence of these notional rumors' veracity. Instead, he makes the same charges against Ted Nugent. Rocker and Hunter and NRA board member. Friend of Gun Owners of America. He's friend of everything gun. And he implies hypocrisy on Nugent's part for his alleged draft dodging decades ago, while praising the military and acting as if he is their biggest backer. So, let's say Mr. Everett's allegations are true. And the question here is, does avoiding military service disqualify one from praising the military for life? Now, I'd like to know if Mr. Everett has ever served in the military. His bio mentions him having once held a position as chief of policy development for the Air Force Association, but that does not necessarily imply military service. Not that the question even matters. And his criticism of gun rights advocates who have not served also doesn't matter. And it seems a little odd that he would seek to be contemptuous of people that avoid compulsory military service. This is he's the self-described neophyte practitioner of nonviolence. Joining the military means you're going to be violent. You go into a combat zone, oh yeah, you're going to be violent. Seems like he'd have a little more sympathy for those who reject war. Supposedly, he holds reverence for people such as Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And despite his belief in pacifism, he also steadfastly believes that the government, our government, has the right to kill us if we become troublesome. So why should we be surprised at all that they would support the government's right to just draft your sons and daughters, conscript them right out from under you, if we need to have some involuntary trigger pullers at any time? Now, whenever I go do a radio show as a guest, they always point out my military service. And that's because it's part of my bio. And whenever they thank me for it, I'm always like, you don't have to thank me because I volunteered for that. But by no means does my military service make me some sort of superhuman gun-handling god. Oh, no. This is why your best and brightest, the spec ops community, they come to the civilian training world. Because the civilian training world can change technique on a dime if they discover something that works better and is more expedient. We'll finish this when we get back on the other side. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming to us from the Office of Misinformation. And I don't know who to give the credit to about this. I just found it quite interesting. I don't know if this is a letter to the editor. What is this? No, it's just a... Okay. This cat's name is Jeremy Moore. He seems to be somewhat of a pacifist. And he says that reality is in short supply for us these days in gun land. He states that gun rights advocates are correct about at least one major point in the debate over regulating firearms. No measure of gun control in itself will reduce gun deaths and injuries. The core problem is that we are a society steeped in violence. As soon as he gets done with that statement, from then on, he goes off the deep end. He does make some acknowledgments, like virtually every aspect of our culture glorifies brutality. Football game watchers. Hockey game watchers. That is true in a lot of ways. And he states many of us accept that aggression is a valid technique for resolving conflicts. Not all of them. the way I resolve a conflict is it depends on what's coming my way. I'm only going to do enough to solve the conflict, not to overly solve the conflict. Like, say, shooting a guy texting in a movie theater. That sort of overly solves the conflict. But he also states, until we acknowledge the perverse way we promote violence, it will always haunt us. You know, have you ever watched a movie from the United Kingdom or from France? And that's two very, you know, civilized European countries. They take brutality to a length that you cannot possibly imagine. And yet he's upset about us. Now, from here on out, though, he does go in a direction I just cannot abide. He states, gun enthusiasts must accept the fact they are both a symptom of and contributor to this phenomenon. The sad irony is that the rate of gun ownership among U.S. homes has been decreasing over the past several decades, all the while the number of guns in circulation has been increasing. Okay, you're just wrong there, Jeremy. You're just absolutely wrong. It's going up. With women alone, it has almost doubled. You know, if it doubles, that means that half the women that own guns just bought them. That's one of the liberal constituencies, right? That's who you want to woo, is the women. Except they're packing guns. According to him, this means that fewer gun owners actually possess more guns. And the sadder point is that we, the gun hoarders, we equate having all these guns with being free. But the reality for us folks is, according to Jeremy, we're isolating ourselves behind a false narrative that feeds on fear. How can we believe that this in any way represents liberty? Perhaps we, the gun enthusiasts, probably the most extreme of us, we're running around in three-cornered hats, waving our Gadsden flags, and organizing groups of patriots, sporting logos with bald eagles on them. We fashion ourselves as the modern-day Minuteman ready to battle the forces of tyranny. Now, for him, the problem is that there's nothing modern about this mentality. We're not living in colonial times, and none of these people are Paul Revere or Patrick Henry. We need to discuss how the 21st century society as a collective can restructure ourselves to balance freedom and security. You have to give up something to have the other. That's what he's saying. We're trapped because we don't understand life in the 18th century, which we're so fond and can't deal with the reality of the world in which we live. And you can find proof of this in this gross misunderstanding of our professed favorite written work, the Second Amendment. We delight in just spouting the wording of the Second Amendment. But here, this is where he thinks we make our first mistake. We conveniently ignore the preceding part of the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. According to him, the Second Amendment makes a clear connection between gun ownership, military service, and protecting the homeland. Go back to your civics class, Jeremy. There was no military when this was put together. There were a bunch of farmers and blacksmiths, and there weren't that many of them. And they brought whatever they had at home. And this is where the keep and bear arms parts of it comes, Jeremy. Like it or not, there is no correlation between owning a gun and being part of the military. There is none. It is an individual right. Sorry. I know you don't like it. Now, according to him, legal scholar Adam Winkler offer some surprising insights into what the notion of gun rights meant to the founders. He states, "We've always had gun control. The founding fathers instituted gun laws so intrusive that when were they running for the office today, the NRA would not endorse them." They endorse Reed. He wrote an article entitled The Secret History of Guns, published in the September 2011 issue of The Atlantic. While they did not care to completely disarm the citizenry, the founding generation denied gun ownership to many people, not only slaves and free blacks, but law-abiding white men who refused to swear loyalty to the revolution. For those who were allowed to own guns, the founders had their own version of the individual mandate that proved so controversial in President Obama's health care reform law. They required the purchase of guns. 1792 federal law mandated every eligible man to purchase a military-style gun and ammunition for his service in the citizen militia. Such men had to report for frequent musters where their guns would be inspected and, yes, registered on public rolls. According to Winkler, they saw gun ownership not as a right of all people, but only those they deemed worthy of holding the ideals of the revolution. Now, you can go and read the Federalist Papers, Mr. Winkler and Mr. Moore, and you'll actually get a better idea of what was going on there. But let me simply state this. Who in their right mind arms collaborators? And I want you to think about what the Revolutionary Continental Army had to face. They had to face loyalists on their side of the ocean. People that were giving away their secrets to the fight, to the people they were fighting. Getting out there and saying, well, you can't have a gun. King George boy. What is wrong with that? We do that. That's part of tactics. You disarm people who are against your goals and agenda in a military setting. Now, he says all of this is a far cry from what we, the deluded Second Amendment proponents, claim. And this is unfortunate because of our twisted allegiance to a make-believe notion of unfettered gun rights has contributed to centuries of bloodshed. Yeah, I know. But it always seems to go against the same people, doesn't it, Mr. Moore? All the gun control always seems to go after the same people. It seems to go after black Americans who may be poor, poor Americans who may be white, poor Americans who may be brown or plaid. It always seems to go after those who need protecting the most from a tyrannical government. And it always seems to happen wherever tyranny seems to run the show, like, say, Chicago or Philadelphia or Baltimore. Doesn't it, Mr. Moore? So, go back to your office of misinformation and sit there and, throw some pieces of paper in the garbage can, because that's about what you're good for. Let's roll into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.